Underneath the log, a man, giraffe-like, thin, a random match of clothes to woolen hat and stubble, faked the drinker's sway. He pissed as though he thought that he had got away. He looked around but failed to spot my eyes, my loathing eyes. He stood on rock, on lonely highland rock, a sloping down to water highland rock, to dark and silent loch, to isolated loch. And stark above, a minor hill, 100 meter smock of stone, so worn by nagging wind and broken trees. But he was staring down. And kneeling down, was at the water's border, brushing fingers in that flat and freezing wet betrayer. No, not fingers. He's... I don't remember what. I see the lights, the bright and churning, far attractive lights. They're underneath the water. They're watching me. I see the lights. They're witching me. I'll try to not remember them. He stood and walked away, not far, and turned to watch the mirror. He waited. Then a blotch of sunlight broke the dusk and shone on me. I could have kept my eyes on him, perhaps, but felt I had to hide until the sun had ceased to lend its smile. When I returned, a slow and careful creep, a while had passed, but there he was, no longer still, a tad disturbed, his movements jerked. His confidence was spent. It took some thought to work it out. His clothes had changed. They seemed a little darker, sprayed in dirt, arranged a subtle differently. Then in the loch he went. I don't remember it. I see the lights, the bright and churning, far attractive lights. They're rising from the water. They're locking me. I see the lights, those lights, bewitching me. I'm holding just, but not for long. He swam and dived. He surfaced once or twice, but then the loch was still. And after 30 seconds I sprinted down the hill. By luck I didn't trip. What could I do? I'd tried to phone before. The signal wasn't there. I stripped at speed to swim myself, to dive and give in breath. But that was when the loch was lit from underneath. At first the light was white and still, yet I was gripped by shock. I grabbed my things and sprinted off. I suppose I looked an idiot. I tried to dress and run. When nothing followed me, I calmed and clothed, then spun around to watch the lock. The lights had moved. They rose. I daren't remember more. I saw the lights, the bright and churning, hypnotizing lights. They're risen from the water. They've stolen me. I'm in those lights, the lights. They're raping me. You woke me up, you soldiers, with your sirens and your rushing round. You brought me here and asked me what and when and where. I'm scared. I'm in the blank of shock. Please let me home. I need my partner's warming hand.